This is Dakota Daybook for October 1st. October is Archives Month, a time to recognize the efforts to assess, collect, organize, preserve, and provide access to information of lasting value. The North Dakota State Archives is part of the State Historical Society of North Dakota. In the early morning of Sunday, December 28, 1930, the North Dakota State Capitol burned down. People capture this historic and momentous event on film and in photos. Newspapers across the state reported on it. Matilda Town Rupp, who grew up in Bismarck, was born in 1927. Although very young at the time, she remembered the event when interviewed by state archive staff in 2017. She said, "When the Capitol burned down, my mother drove my brother and me up to the beginning of the driveways, and I can still see that brick building and something about the building coming down. After they returned home, they continued to watch the fire from the roof of their house." The State Historical Society in Bismarck experienced its own unique situation due to the fire. Luckily, its offices and historical collections had recently moved from the basement of the Capitol building into the Liberty Memorial building across the street. Librarian Florence Davis reported that the Historical Society had gotten most of the move completed by the evening of December 27th, just hours before the fire. This included clearing a section of the basement, nicknamed the Pit, an outstanding achievement because, in her words, it had accumulated such a conglomerate of storage from both the memorial building and the old Capitol. After the fire, the Board of Administration sent a delegation to the Historical Society requesting offices and space with vaults for some of the state agencies, a challenge that disrupted normal operations and took away spaces they had just arranged. Documents, photos, and even some film of the Capitol burning can be viewed by contacting the North Dakota State Archives. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Sarah Walker. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.